Welcome to another installment of Queer Talk Radio. This is Carter Witt, and I will be your host today.
Before I introduce my guest today, I want to let you know about our friends at the H. Franklin Brooks Philanthropic Fund of the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. They are inviting everyone to the 7th Annual Wanderlust. Hit the Road, August 12th at the Lane Motor Museum. More information about this is, of course, available at www.thebrooksfund.org. It's always a fun event, and we want to let everyone know about that festive day.
My guest today is Mitch Turner, Development and Communications Officer with Nashville Cares. Welcome, Mitch.
Thank you for having me.
Your next project on the scene is to get ready for the AIDS Walk.
Yes, and we are very excited about this year's AIDS Walk. We've got a lot of exciting changes that are going to be coming about. We're going to be bringing in some celebrity talent to do a concert after the walk. We're switching venues, and we're changing the way that we fundraise. So it's going to be a big event this year, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, so there's a lot. So the date, when is the walk?
The AIDS Walk is going to be on September 24th this year. It's going to be on a Saturday like it's been in the past. But we're moving locations. We will no longer be in Bicentennial State Park. We're actually moving this year to Riverfront Park. It's going to be a little bit of a scenery change. It's going to be back to where we started our roots out in Riverfront Park. And this is the 20th anniversary of the AIDS Walk. So we figured we'd take it back to where we started it and bring in some outside people. The venue there is much bigger in certain areas. It's going to bring in the crowd that are already downtown checking out 2nd Avenue and all the bars down in that area. So it's going to bring in outside folks as well. There's the Women's Half Marathon going on that day, so we'll get the traffic from that. We're just really excited about the venue this year. It's going to be new, something you haven't seen in a long time, and we're just really looking forward to it.
Right. So, time frame, the walk will start, what time of morning, go?
We're still actually working out when the actual start time will be. We're thinking around 10:30, because we're also adding a 5K run element this year, which is something we haven't done before. So the 5K run will start 30 minutes before the actual walk will start, just to give those runners time to get going and get back by the time that the walker starts, so they're not running into each other. But we're not going to be doing the pancake breakfast this year as we've done in the past. We are going to 86 that and add in the concert at the end. So we're kind of changing up the way the normal schedule would work. So registration will be early that morning and then the walk. And then when you get back is when the concert will start. And we're really excited for this year's celebrity co-chair of the event, Kimberly Locke. She was on American Idol, and she was one of the final contestants in the earlier seasons. She's going to be performing a concert and bringing some of her friends out to perform as well. And that's an element that we haven't done before either. You know, we've had entertainment at the walk, but we've never had a thank you concert. It's a free of charge concert after the walk, and we're going to have food vendors there as well, so you can get a snack while you're listening to the concert. And we're really looking forward to it, and she's excited as well to come back to Nashville, because she's actually from Nashville. And she HIV/AIDS is one of the platforms that she supports as a whole. She's involved with One Heartland, and that's an agency that has a summer camp for HIV-positive children. So it's something that's always been near and dear to her heart, and she's a friend of mine. So I reached out to her and was like, how can we bring you back to Nashville, where you're from, and bring in, you know, your passions? And then we thought about the AIDS Walk, and she was on board, and she's excited, and we're excited, and it's going to be a great event.
So kind of shifting in the past, it's been things to gather folks before the walk, and they hang out and do things beforehand, and so the hangout and stay is going to be after the walk.
Yes, we encourage people to stay after, because we've had troubles in the past. After the walk, everyone's ready to go home, but we wanted to put all the entertainment and stuff like that after the walk itself. So the Community Business Fair will be open that morning for people to walk around as they're waiting to start the walk and register. But after that, you know, the entertainment and the DJ and all that jazz will be after everyone gets back. Just to kind of keep people around so we can actually give you an accurate total of what we've raised that day and we can celebrate. The concert is more our thank you to you for coming out, getting your teams together and raising money. That's our thank you to you guys that are participating.
Right. Well, let's grab onto that, getting your teams together. So our folks want to find out information. Where should they go?
We have a website that's up and ready and active this year. It's the Nashville AIDS, or it's NashvilleAIDSWalk.com. And you click on there, and there's three buttons at the top that says donate, find a team, or start a team. And you just click on those links, and you can go and you can register as an individual, or you can register as a team, or you can create your own team. You know, if you're not affiliated with a group that's already walking, then find a, create your own. We encourage that. And there's tips online, and you can also email me at mturner@nashvillecares.org. If you're having trouble raising money or you don't feel comfortable and you need a little bit of guidance, that's what I'm here for. If you give me an email, I will work with you and get you going and help you set up your team if you're having trouble with the website. We have a couple staff members on here at Cares as well that are more than happy to assist you. And so any way that we can help, we're there for you.
Right. So, yeah, well, let's take that a moment, Mitch. Let's turn to your activities here as development and communications officer. So this is the walk is your baby this year.
Yes, the walk is my baby. I also do marketing and public relations for CARES, but my big event that I am responsible for is the AIDS walk, and so I put a lot of time and energy. This time of year is all about the walk. I mean, I dedicate an hour in the morning and an hour at night just to sit down and go through the emails, making sure that everyone's got everything they need, making sure the website's working properly. So this event really is my baby, and I put a lot of time and energy into this. And my goal is to create an event that, or take the AIDS Walk to where it not only gives community awareness of HIV and AIDS, but it's a fun event that we can all get together and have a good time. So we put a lot of time in it. We put a lot of energy into changing some things around, making it go boom. Right. So we're really looking forward to it, and we really are excited and want everyone else to be excited as well.
Wonderful. And the walk is one of the primary funding mechanisms for CARES, isn't it?
It is. It's actually our largest fundraiser of the year, and this is the one thing that everyone expects is the AIDS Walk. I started getting calls back in November of last year. When's the walk? When are you going to start with walk stuff? When are we going to get information about that? And, you know, it's really exciting because people really look forward to this. There are people that all year long, you know, they don't participate in any other community activities, but they give to the walk and they build a team. And this is their one fundraiser where they want to go all out. And we're actually encouraging teams this year to do that. Get a theme together. Get a T-shirt for your team. You know, really go all out this year. And again, if you need help, you can always contact us, and we'll give you those ideas and feed you some things to kind of help you through that as well.
Right. So the web address for the walk is strictly a walk.
It's NashvilleAIDSWalk.com.
Okay. And there's communication links on there, or do you need to want to give out your direct email yourself?
My direct email is mturner@nashvillecares.org, and it is on the website, and it's also on the Nashville Cares website. And if you go to the Cares website, there's a link that will take you to the walk site.
Right.
We're making it as easy as possible.
It's easy.
I got links everywhere.
Links everywhere. Well, so wonderful. Just a little more about the walk. You know, the numbers in the last few years, people you're expecting, you know, we'll talk about that.
Last year we had about 1,600 walkers that participated last year, and I want to set a goal at 3,000. And I think with the local community and the way that people are excited about different events, I'm 100% sure that we can pull that number in this year. You know, since we added the concert and we've added the run, we really just want to blow up that number and get to about 3,000.
Right.
In the past few years, we've brought in about 185,000 to service HIV/AIDS in Middle Tennessee, and that number steadily climbed each year, but we've really set our bar high this year. Our goal is around 215,000, and again, there's not a doubt in my mind that this community can reach that goal. It takes it back to looking back at the last few years versus what it did 20 years ago, and I'm 100% sure we can pull it in. I think our walkers are ready for a new event, and adding these new things to the event itself will bring in a good group of people.
Right. So so you have Kimberly Locke headlining a concert. Do you have some other entertainment that you can mention?
I'm not going to share yet. You'll have to wait and see what comes out with that. But Kimberly is in charge of the concert herself, so she's researching different bands to bring them in, and she's really excited. This is her baby. This is her project for Nashville that she's working on. And she's doing this free of charge. This is her time that she's donating to us. She's been a great asset to me in the past at other agencies, and here at CARES, again, she's just been phenomenal. And she's really excited. And actually, if you look out in the next couple weeks, you're going to see our PSA run that Kimberly has filmed with us. Our friends at Stage Post filmed it for us. And our friends at Stage Post, they have a production company, and they filmed the PSA for Nashville CARES, and they've done all of the ones that we've done in the past. But we put a lot of time into this one. We brought Kimberly in. You know, she's running, she's talking, and it's amazing. And we look forward to that. And that will go on hopefully all four media stations in Nashville. It'll go on our Nashville Cares website and our YouTube and our Facebook. So it'll be out there, and it'll be available as well for people to download and put on their Facebooks if they want to use it.
Right. So more information available about the concert as it's formalized, I guess.
I got to keep some surprises. I can't give all my secrets away.
All right. I'll let you get away with that one today. But, yeah, so we do want to remind folks that it is time to start getting your team together and start collecting funds. This is possible to do all online. You can sign-ups with credit cards and debit cards.
Right. And even if you, like I said, if you can't attend the day of, get a general donation. It's a great way for you to give back to the fight against HIV and AIDS in Middle Tennessee. And we have donation forms. You can print them out online. And even if you can't, if you don't have people that can't give via debit card or credit card, you can print that form out. They can mail it into us, and we'll credit your walk team.
Wonderful.
Because when you create your team, it actually says in supporter of ... And so when you mail that form in to us, we're able to get it and credit your team so that your total's on your little scroll's correct.
Right. It's a long way from an envelope with all those lines on the back where
we're going to get those envelopes this year. I do at some point want the envelopes to completely go away, but not yet. It's baby steps, baby steps. I'd much rather everything be electronic because it's so much easier on us and you as well to make sure that all the totals are correct. But we're going to do the envelopes, and you can look for those envelopes to come out in the beginning of August. We will just mail them out strictly to everyone that's been a team captain before. And I'll have several here on site, so if you need a walk envelope, you can come by our office at 633 Thompson Lane, or you can give me a call at 615-921-0332, and I'll be happy to mail you one as well.
So you're just telling me you have a second event coming up. It's a little sooner than the walk.
Yes, we do. We have the first year of Bar AIDS, which is an event that's very similar to Dining Out for Life, which is our second largest fundraiser. You all, in April, everyone went out and dined out with their family and their friends. Well, we had the same concept coming up in the Bar AIDS event, except you go out to select bars with your friends and have a drink, and the proceeds from that evening comes back to CARES. So it's a little bit smaller than Dining Out for Life. This is our first year. It's kind of a premier event. And this model has been successful in Chicago and in Philadelphia. So it's kind of a new event to HIV/AIDS service organizations as a whole. And yes, it's coming up quite soon. It's August 25th, and we are working out the details for that right now. Pretty soon we'll have flyers, and it'll be listed on our website of which bars are going to be participating, where you need to go, how you get involved, and all that stuff. That'll be coming out in a couple e-blasts as well as on the Nashville Cares webpage. But this is a great event, and if you're listening and you have friends or family that own bars and would like to participate, give us a call and let us know, and we'd be happy to get them the information. We're setting our goals small this year just because it is a new event, but we want this event to grow and be as successful as the walk or Dining Out for Life, because we had amazing success with Dining Out for Life this year. I mean, we talked more than we even projected we were going to raise. So we also thank our community for giving back that day, but the Bar AIDS is a new event that it kind of goes more to a younger group of people, you know, that don't necessarily go out to Dine Out for Life.
Right.
This is an event that we can create that they can go participate in. It's the start of school, you know, the schools are going to be filled and they're going to be going out, and we encourage people to go out on this night.
Right. So that's a Thursday, August 25th. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, so a couple of big things coming on. So, you know, you've dived into your position here. So, Mitch, you want to tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to work with CARES?
My background is in marketing and public relations. I worked with the Red Cross a few years in Kentucky and a few years here in Nashville. So for a total of about 5 years, and I went through several disasters and did public relations and communications. I got involved with CARES, and a position opened up, and I was asked to interview for it, and everything ended up working out. So I'm here now, and my goal is to increase the marketing awareness, brand awareness for Nashville CARES, get it us out into the media and to the community itself to kind of get, you know, stories and more publicity so people know what we do. There's so many people out in Middle Tennessee that don't know what CARES does, and even out in the rural communities like Rutherford and Clarksville, people don't know that we're in those communities as well. It's not just Nashville.
Right.
We serve 17 counties as a whole. And so my goal is to push that message so people know If you're in Rutherford County and you need tests, CARES provides services in Rutherford County. If you're in Davidson County, of course, you know, we provide services here, and we're at different hospitals, but we have case managers that go out into the upper Cumberland areas, that are out in the Clarksville area, that are all over Middle Tennessee. So that's kind of what we're wanting to do, is direct people to those areas and say, hey, we're active, not just in Nashville. Yes, our name is Nashville CARES, but we touch so many more people. Each year, CARES touches the lives of 65,000 Middle Tennesseans, whether it be through testing, education, comprehensive social support services that we provide, or just, you know, getting a little sticker that said, I got tested, you know, that we provide all those services in different areas. And we're wanting to expand those as we go forward. Right. And we're also wanting to expand our community awareness of what we do.
Right.
So that's kind of what I do around here.
Right.
That and the AIDS Walk.
And the service area is Middle Tennessee, which is 37 counties?
17 counties.
17 counties. I'm dyslexic. I always screw up numbers, so that's why you're here to check me out.
I do, too. I just make up random numbers sometimes. You know, 36 sounds better, so we'll get on that. But no, we service 17 counties in the Middle Tennessee area.
Middle Tennessee region. Right. Wonderful. We certainly have listeners who are not familiar with CARES, and we talked about the service area. You want to talk about some of what CARES provides to that area?
Nashville CARES is Tennessee's largest HIV/AIDS service organization, and we service more than 65,000 Middle Tennesseans each year. And we have different programs. We have educational programs that are designed for youth, women, children, MSM, all types of different groups of people. And we provide free and confidential HIV testing. We have free testing at several several hospitals in Nashville. We have off-site testers that go to events that perform testing at events, and we have bar outreach where we have testers to go out and test in bars. And, of course, we have free testing here at CARES as well. So that's available.
The address here again?
633 Thompson Lane.
In lovely new location.
Oh, my gosh. Our building is amazing. If you haven't come out to see it yet, you need to. Make an appointment to come visit. Our testing, you don't have to make an appointment, but if you want a tour of the building, call ahead of time. We can get you set up and give you a great tour. Amazing facility, great location, right around the corner from the Comprehensive Care Center in 100 Oaks. So we're all centrally located now. We're close together. It's great for our clients. It's amazing for our clients. Great new shiny building, new atmosphere, new feeling. So if you haven't came out, come on, check us out. We also have, back to what we provide,
right.
We have, as I said, the free testing that's available, and that's available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., and then every second Saturday of the month, every second Saturday, we have free HIV testing and free STD testing as well, which is something we don't generally provide, but on second Saturday, we provide that as well. We have educators that are here that can talk about any questions you might have. So we encourage people to come out on second Saturday, which is kind of new that we're trying to see how that works out. We really want that to explode and be a big event as moving forward. And then, you know, we have comprehensive social services for people that are infected with HIV. We have case managers on staff here that can provide support. We have counselors on site that can provide counseling. And then we have, you know, our food vouchers and our Heartline program where clients can call and get assistance through our Heartline for financial rental assistance and food and transportation.
Right, right. So there's everyday support that some folks really need.
That they rely on. Yes, they're available.
And so those are some of the things that all this wonderful fundraising goes into. Well, those are the things that wonderful
exactly.
fundraising goes into.
You know, Nashville CARES is a nonprofit, and we rely on support from the community to make our services possible. So without people that attend the AIDS Walk, and without Bar AIDS, and without Dining Out for Life, we wouldn't be able to provide the services that we provide. So that's why these events are so critical moving forward, is, you know, if we want to continue to grow and we got to continue to expand, our events and our fundraising has to increase as well in order to move us to the next future directions.
Because you still have, we still have a service clientele that needs care.
Yes, we do. We have a broad, and I'm trying to think of the number off the top of my head and I can't spit it out and I don't want to say anything that's not correct. But yeah, we have a good chunk of people that still need those core services. And, you know, that's what we're here for, and we want to continue to be there for them and continue to create new and innovative programs for both education and for those affected as well.
Right, right, because even at this point, the conversion rate among general populace is unacceptable, mm-hmm. as far as we're concerned, and so reaching those folks through your outreach and your education is another pillar on the stool here at CARES, right?
Yeah, and that's our education program, like I said, they're always coming up with new and innovative ways to reach people, and we want to continue to support that program and move them in that direction. So join the AIDS Walk.
Yes, yes. And prepare for Bar AIDS on Thursday, the 24th of August.
25th of August.
25th of August. And the walk is on September 24th.
Of September.
Yes. See, that's why I'm getting the 2 days right. But
I do the same thing all day long, I'm telling you.
Yes, keep them written down in front of you as long as you can. Any other tantalizing bits of news about CARES projects that are in the works or hints that folks can listen for?
Well, we just produced our first annual report in our e-newsletter that we haven't done in quite some time. And it's a marketing piece, and we have several of those in the office. But we have another e-newsletter that we're going to start sending out quarterly that has some fantastic information. So look for that. That's going to be exciting, and it's filled with lots of different client stories, it has education updates and information about our volunteer program. So look for that. That's kind of new and exciting. And then for the rest, you'll just have to wait and see what comes along.
Right.
I got to have a little bit of a teaser out there.
Right. Well, I certainly, with the end of Artrageous, their community is listening for what will come next. So
we do have an event scheduled for November. It's not Artrageous, but it will be exciting and fun. And then the next year, we will introduce the new event that will not replace Outrageous, but be that type of an event.
Right.
So if you're excited about that, that's something that you got to look forward to. This year's event will be in November, and then we will announce moving forward what the new events
will
be.
Right. So, yeah. So
but it's exciting.
So that's a good tease for
it
our listeners right
tease.
There.
It's going to be an amazing event. Just FYI, I have to share that. It's going to be quite amazing.
Right. Wonderful. So, yes. Well, you know, inquiring listeners want to know, so we have to give them a tidbit.
I know. We got to tease them a little bit and get them all excited, because then they're like, really? What? So, yeah. We're all about that. But information will be coming out soon about the event in November.
Wonderful. So, a lot going on. Certainly, as always, there's a lot of services going through here, and so a lot of support projects, which you are very engaged with, Mitch, and we thank you for you're a good resource for us here in Nashville. We thank you for being here with us.
We thank you for Queer Talk for being able to let us share our stories and our information about what we got going on.
Right. Well, any other little items I've given you lots of platform. You got anything else you want to tell me before we wrap up today?
Just one little hint. What you need to do next to get involved with CARES is register for the AIDS Walk. At nationalaidswalk.com. As long as you register, we have a competition going on right now, or a drawing. If you register by the end of the month, you get entered in for a prize, and then we'll have another one for the next 2 week segments that you'll be entered to win something as well. So if you enter beforehand, you get some prizes, and then once you get to the day of the walk, if you've raised a certain amount, you'll get more prizes. So
wonderful.
Come out and visit us.
Yes, lovely incentives to get folks, but we're excited about this, and we'll see all these great folks out for the walk, a new location down at Riverfront Park, and it's going to be quite a day, I'm sure.
It's going to be fun, and everyone needs to come out and check it out.
Well, Mitch to Turner, Nashville CARES, I want to thank you for talking with us today.
Anytime.
You've been listening to another installment of Queer Talk Radio. Queer Talk Radio is a Joyce Arnold production. We air on Sundays from noon until 1 p.m. on WRFNLP-FM, 107.1 FM. We also stream live on RadioFreeNashville.org, and our episodes are archived on QueerTalkRadio.podomatic.com. This is Carter Witt. Thank you for joining us today.